coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. So he said, bring the boy here. So they pulled him closer. And then when they pulled the boy closer to Jesus, right away the demon began to manifest himself and threw the boy down and was foaming in the mouth. That was a sign of epilepsy. So Jesus said to the man, for how long has this been? And he said, from a child. And explained to Jesus how the demon had thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. And while he was saying that to Jesus, his voice broke. And he said, Master, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. With tears in his eyes, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, the question wasn't whether Jesus could, because he could. If we're going to have a miracle here on this boy, it's going to have to be you believing. So Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And the man cried, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. But you see, he was positive somewhere and said, I believe. And Jesus commanded the devil to come out of the boy. And suddenly, the demon threw him down as one dead. And the people thought he was dead. They said, oh, he's dead. He's killed him. And Jesus waited for a moment and let everybody believe he was dead. So they thought he was dead. No, Jesus said, come on, picked him up and restored him to his father. Now, you know, all that time the disciples were very disturbed. You know, it didn't leave their minds. So when they were alone with Jesus, they came to him and said, Master, you know, we did everything we saw you do. We said everything we heard you say. And we noticed you didn't quite say anything different from what we said. I mean, if he had said something different, they would have said, oh, that's what we didn't say. I said, we said everything you said. We did everything you did. The demon didn't come out. Why couldn't we cast him out? I love Jesus. Looked them right in the eye and gave them his answer. Let's read verse 20. You ready now? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. That's the problem with many people. Because of your unbelief. Why didn't I get that business? I prayed. I believed. Why didn't I get it? I even sowed the seed. Why didn't I get it? Because of your unbelief. Somebody said, no. If anybody's going to tell me I was unbelieving, I'm not going to accept it. Because I prayed, I fasted, I confessed it. I said everything there was to say. I said everything there was to say. And I can't believe I didn't get it because of unbelief. I was not unbelief. Hey, what is unbelief? What's unbelief? How could Jesus say to this man, because of your unbelief. You think that was easy on them? They'd been with Jesus so long. They'd seen all the miracles prior to this time. They heard his messages. How could they be unbelieving? Charge them with unbelief? No. No, Jesus must be wrong. What do you think? Jesus must be wrong this time. Huh? Could he be wrong? Nobody knew like Jesus what faith was. Nobody knew like Jesus what unbelief was. He said it. He said it. He said, because of your unbelief. Somebody said, I've had asthma. I've asked God to take it away. I really, 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 really believed. I even sowed my best seed ever. But it hasn't gone. How did you know it hasn't gone? Because it affected me last night. Uh-oh. And what did you say when it happened? It hasn't gone. Uh-oh. See that? How did the disciples know the demon didn't go? Because they were waiting to see him go. And as long as he was foaming in the mouth, they kept on talking. Come out! Come out! So he said, I believe in the name of Jesus. I've gotten that job. In fact, my letter is waiting for me right now. Father, I'm dressing up and I'm going there to collect it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the end, he got to the office and they said, yes, what do you want? I'm here to collect my letter. What letter? My appointment letter. I have it in Jesus' name. Out. I'm not leaving here till I get my letter. In that case, hold on. Then they call the police. Let's get this dude out of here. Then take him out. And then, Father, I acted my faith. I don't know. If this is not faith, I don't know what faith is. Yes, you don't! I tried everything. You see that? Why is he feeling bad now? Because of the result he got. See that? Meaning that he didn't expect any resistance. You know, the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were headed for the promised land. And now Moses says, we need 12 people to go over there to the land of Canaan and find out whether or not that land really flows with milk and honey. Would like to know. And they say, yay! There are houses. You never have to build your house. You just get into a house and it's yours. Oh! I mean, they were so happy. Everything was there. They were happy and waiting. Then the 12 spies went. Beautiful houses, yes. It flows with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. Then they saw the giants, the sons of Anak. Big, huge. They said, no, we go back to old Moses. We'll let him know we're not coming here. And they went back. And Moses was happy to receive them and called the whole congregation. Let's hear the news. And the 12 spies came out. Brethren, we've been there. Did you see the land? Yeah, hold on. Tell us, how is the land? Everybody just wanted to hear milk and honey in the land. They said, yeah, surely the land flows with milk and honey. Ooh. Everybody was like, oh. And some of them were spinning around. Then they said, hold on. Yeah, it flows with milk and honey. We haven't told you the rest of the story. What else? Let's go. Hold on. We saw something else. And that's the one that we are not happy about, because, you see, we don't like to be deceived. Moses actually told us about the milk and honey, which we found. But he never suggested to us that there was any possibility of seeing the giants that we saw. We never saw such huge fellows in all our lives. And the people were, they said, look, they were so big that in our own eyes, we were as grasshoppers. And in their eyes, we were also as grasshoppers. Sorry, we cannot take that land. And the congregation started weeping. Moses, why did you deceive us? Why? Two men stood out of the 12 and said, brethren, if God is with us, we will be able to take the land and we will drive out the giants. You know what the congregation said? Shut up. Didn't you hear there are very many? They shut them up. You see, faith doesn't think of the process. Faith has focus on the result. Did you hear that? You know what Joshua and Caleb said? They said, look, those giants shall be bread for us. They shall be bread for us. We'll eat them up. Let's go up at once. The congregation said, never. Never. We're moving. That's the way many people are today. And they think that is faith. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah. Faith doesn't chicken out because of the result, the temporary result. Okay, I believe I've been healed. I just want to go to the doctor for a proof. So he goes to the doctor for a proof, whoever's in there. Then they say, oh, you sure you're all right? He says, yeah, I'm all right. You sure you're breathing fine? I'm breathing fine, yeah? Look, you are worse now than the last test. Then he goes, you sure? No, sir, it can't be. And I say, look at it. Can you read this thing? Yeah. It's worse now than before. We told you need surgery. The earlier, the better. So go and make up your mind. It's okay. Then he goes, Father. Now, when he was coming to the hospital, he was rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. You know? Now he's going back and says, Father. Oh. Now he sees himself in the hospital. He sees himself admitted. He sees himself being cut open. And I reject it. I reject it. And the more he rejects it, the more he sees it. So he wonders what faith really is. Because he thought this was faith. He thought it was faith because he proclaimed it and went to the doctor and was expecting something nice and didn't happen. He might have even done it 3 times. And the doctor was now finally angry and said, why do you keep coming? I've told you this thing is worse. Let me tell you something. Nobody can know faith like the knowledge you can have in your spirit. Because faith is a response of the human spirit to the word of God. It's not a feeling. It's a response of the human spirit to the word of God. And don't let the circumstances of your life be dictated by what others say, but by what the word of God says. What the word of God says. And you should be unshaken by the temporary result. Unshaken. In faith, you set your focus on the result that the word gives to you. You stay your mind on the word. The Bible says, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. The peace of prosperity. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. So you stay your mind. You stay, because your mind can wander from place to place. So you stay your mind on what God gives you. You stay your mind. And every day, you set a time to focus your attention on it. Every day. Give yourself the picture of the result you expect by meditation. And like we talked about, the 3 stages of meditation. You remember? What's the final stage? Hagar. What happens there? You roar. At that point, it just dawns on your spirit and nobody can take it from you. See, at the beginning stages, you're meditating on it. See, I'm working on something. See, faith may not create it for you at once. It can create it over a period of time. Could be hours, days, weeks, months, or even years, depending on what the case is. You set your mind on it. From time to time, you create that picture in your mind and drop it in your spirit. You see, you create it in your mind because your imaginative power is your creative ability. Are you hearing me? So you use your mind to imagine it and drop it in your spirit, and your spirit will create it for you. And once you have it strong in your spirit, it will come out in your words. until you live in the realm and the reality of that which you have created within your spirit. And then nobody can take it away from you because it's now so real. It's there, it's real. The circumstances may lie to you, but that's what they are now. They're lying. Now you know. You know that you know that you know you've got it. Outwardly, it may not look so. But now you know you've got it. You know. You know. Now it will be revealed in your prayer, the way you talk about it. You're not going to be asking God for it anymore. You've transcended that. Because now you know you got it. Faith knows. Because faith is evidence. You see that? Faith is evidence. It's proof. When it's faith, it's proof. You can't have faith and come back and say, I don't know why I didn't get it. Because faith doesn't know it didn't get it. Because faith got it. And faith had the proof. How could you have had faith and come back to say, I don't know why I didn't get it? The moment you can think, why didn't I get it? You should know you didn't have faith. Because faith didn't get it. You get it? Because faith is the substance. That means proof. Presence, present evidence. Faith is the title deed. Don't you understand? The title deed to unseen realities. That means when it's faith, it means you have the proof that you have it. Now, if you come back and say, I don't know why it didn't work. It didn't work. I thought you said you had evidence. You mean your evidence was a lie. If it was a lie, it was not faith. You see that? Faith is the evidence. Proof. How could you have a proof of something and say, I don't know why it didn't work. It didn't work. I thought you said you had evidence that it worked. You see, that fellow didn't know what faith was. He was living in unbelief and thought he had faith. You still there? Faith is proof. Faith is evidence. Faith is substance. I got it. I got it. I know, I know, I know. I know. I know. I'm living in the reality of it. I know, I know, I know. Glory to God, I know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know, I know. And I give praise to God. Father, I thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, I'm not praying to make it happen. Because I already have it. See that? I'm not trying to make God do it because I have proof that I have it. That's faith. Can you see it? Hey, paint the picture. Have the image. Drop it in your spirit. Let your spirit create it for you. And once your spirit has it made, you got it. Now you can walk around saying, I have it. I sure do. I'm a successful life. Man, oh man, I'm a successful life. I'm telling you, I'll never be defeated. See that? I'll never be defeated. It's impossible. I'm a victor for life. Oh yeah, sure. Come on. Come on. I'll never be broke in my life. Never. So somebody said, if something should happen and you're broke, you change. Change? You don't understand this thing. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about one day you might just wake up and discover you are now a girl? No, does it go through your mind that maybe one day you just sleep and then you just wake up, you that you are a man? You just suddenly, I mean, you're a man. You have maybe 3-5 children. Suddenly, you just wake up and find you are now a girl. No, does it go through your mind that it might happen? If that can't go through your mind, neither should this go through your mind about failure. Listen. See, you can have a weapon. and you don't know how to use it, you are not dangerous. And even if you know how to use it, you don't have the guts to use it, you are not dangerous. But if you got it and know how to use it and have the guts to, you're sure dangerous. If you have money in the bank, lots of money, and you don't know about it, it won't change your life. You've got to know about it to be able to use it. If you don't know, you live like you never had it. But if you know, you must have the faith to use it, the willingness to use it.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.